Gang, normally at this time of the week, we do our, you know, top five or the highlights of the week. This is a special one. This is our last day.
Yeah. People are cheering.
People are cheering out there.
I feel privileged to be here.
Yeah.
To celebrate the last day of a very successful year for
you
guys.
So this is the top five of the year. Are you ready for
the time of your life? Welcome to the top five things that I found funny this year. Number five, back in August, ex-AFL player and professional handstander Jason Ackermanis tried to explain Bitcoin to us.
It's really not that difficult when you think about it. The blocks work pretty simply. They're just everyone's computer that holds the ledger.
You've lost me.
Got our patented technology called split lock and re-engineered it and come up with the split chain technology that is Zucoin.
You've lost me again, mate. Maybe if you did a metaphor about cars, it would make more sense, Acker.
There's always going to be a new model car, a better model. If you look at a Model T Ford versus a Bugatti Veyron, they're both cars, but they're 100 years apart in technology.
No, that doesn't help. Ditz, ask him a question.
If I buy a Zucoin, what am I buying?
So you've got the AR, which is bolt into it. So if you go down to Harvey Norman soon, you can use the Harvey Norman. Basically, they've dropped bags of money around. You pick up the bags of money in Adelaide.
You know what, Acker? I feel like it's getting more confusing.
Thanks for telling us all about it.
When does it go live?
Our peer-based network, which is the split chain, they just have to say, done, and they'll go live, and then, mate, she'll spread quicker than that rash in Thailand we got there. Right?
Right, Acker.
Well, that ended awkwardly. Number four. Speaking of awkward, Loz had an awkward trip to Bunnings this year.
You were Bunnings regular?
Yeah.
Your sausage person?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Love the snack.
Oh, there was a guy next to me, he was probably in his 60s, a bit leathery, like he'd been out in the sun his whole life. He was wearing one of them little singlets and those running shorts that are really short that have the slit up the side.
From the 70s.
Yeah, real 70s style. He sees something on the bottom thing that he needs to get and he does a squat.
Mm.
So he's in a full squat and I sort of just look. And his ghoulies.
The Jets crackers.
Fell out.
No.
The plums. Of his shorts.
Oh, get out.
I'm not kidding. And then he got down a bit lower.
Oh, no.
And they touched the floor.
No!
Get out.
Touchdown!
And that's when he shot up.
Oh.
Concrete's cold.
Yeah. He didn't know that his balls were out until they were literally on the floor. Well, I said, if you want some bolts for those nuts, they're all so
Number three in the funniest bits from this year, back in May, Roo and Ditz interviewed founder of the Resilience Project, Hugh Van Kylenberg.
Who's he again?
He's written the Resilience Project. He helps people get on top of their mental health.
The man who wrote the Resilience Project.
Yes. He's written a book.
He's written a book called The Resilience Project. He's
written the book The Resilience Project.
Did the boys mention he's written a book?
Van Kylenberg, yes. That's
and the book is fantastic. And you get an audiobook of it as well?
Don't forget about the book.
Your book, The Resilience Project, has sold, I think, 160,000 copies.
I reckon this book's pretty good.
Very, very popular book.
He's written a book.
My son has read it.
How good's the book?
The author of The Resilience Project.
Text from Leanne. Morning, Triple M team. The Resilience Project is by far the best book I've ever read. It's a must read.
Well done, Leanne.
It is a great book. Have you guys read it?
I haven't.
I read.
It's in audiobook format as well.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wouldn't read about it.
Number two, listeners and their calls are an important part of this show. And my favourite call topic this year was when Roo was talking about the shift to working from home.
Let's go to the Adelaide Hills. G'day, Chuck.
Instead of just having one day off, half the crew doesn't work on a Monday, half the crew doesn't work on a Friday, and everyone gets a long weekend, but the businesses are still working.
This is not about having the day off.
No,
this is about working from home, Chuck. You think you've got the wrong idea, Chuck.
Okay, Chuck hasn't got the solution. Try Rodney.
G'day, Rodney.
How are we, man?
Good, Rodney.
Get them to work Monday, Wednesday and Friday.
Yeah.
Have Tuesday and Thursday off.
Yeah, that's good what idea. I was thinking. Why do they have to have Monday and Friday off?
Rodney for Prime Minister. He should run the joint. He knows what he's doing.
Chook can be his second in command.
Yeah. I like the sound of Rodney and the Chook. They should have their own radio show.
Rodney and the Chook.
How you going?
How are we, man?
Rodney and the Chook.
Catch them every Monday, Wednesday and Friday. Except Chook takes Mondays off.
Half the crew doesn't work on a Monday.
And Rod takes Fridays off.
Tuesday and Thursday off.
Rodney and the Chook.
Number one. What I've enjoyed this year is listening to Ditz hit it off with kids on the show.
Good morning.
Here he is getting on like a house on fire with Rosie Risciuto.
Yeah. And you do a lot of dancing, don't you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a good dancer, aren't I, Rosie? Do you remember last time I came around we did a bit of singing and dancing in your lounge room?
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's thrilled to bits about that. What about when Ditz talked to Joe Risciuto about the Royal Show?
The Royal Adelaide Show. What's happening with that?
think we're meant to be going.
Yeah, well, I got bad news for you, Tom.
Oh, no,
sorry, I was just teasing you, Joe. Sorry, mate. It's been called off. Sorry.
That wasn't very good.
Sorry. I'll give you some spending money, Joe. You can go and buy something, all right? I promise. Yeah.
So whatever happened to that money?
What about the money I gave you? Did that get through to
Joe?
Yeah,
did you say thanks to Diz for giving you $20 for a show bag?
He didn't.
I gave your dad $20 last week. What's happened to it?
I put it on a horse called show bag. It come forth.
All right, we'll sort it out, Joe, I promise. Oh, look, thanks to Sam Morrison, our audio man. Another great year. Every Friday, gee, he makes us laugh. And how seriously is he taking our Christmas show today? He's not here.
He's not here.
Our Christmas party starts at 1 o'clock and he's getting ready for it.
But he's
Sam,
hydrating.
Well done, mate. Another fantastic year. Very, very good.
Rodney and the Chook was my favourite. Monday, Wednesday, Friday.